Yeah, I did. It was good to get out there on the grass, do a little different practice. So what do you guys have today?
We saw a lot of one reps for Kaiser. It's like he and Cody look like they're rotating. Was that something that Kaiser did to kind of earn more and more first two reps?
Honestly, it hadn't changed. That's the way it's been since OTAs have started. So you guys just had an opportunity to see it. So I think the players would tell you nothing's changed. You know, we just mixing and matching and giving guys opportunities. And as I told you, I'm going to find out about guys. That's what I have to do over these next couple of days before we go to training camp and as we get into training camp. Oh, I'll take a peek at it, but I'm excited about it. That means our defensive line is getting their hands up. You know, we got some tall guys over there, too, and I think our defense is playing good. You know, they're playing relentless that way, and their hands are up, and we got to find holes to throw the ball in. So it's a good problem, but also we do need to take a peek at it and see if we can fix that, too.
Do you expect leaving minicamp that Kessler will start training camp and go out?
I think it's way too soon to speculate on that.
Do you think it'll set up this week?
I'm sorry?
You think that this week
what is
will
that?
Be- Cavs coming back. Oh. Do you think that will be decided this week, or is that?
I think it's way too soon. I mean,
talking about your aggressive defense, I mean, you know, Collins is picking off a pass. You know, Joe running one back. You know, the batted balls and things like that. Just it really looks like a swarming opportunity.
That was my vision. That's what I was looking for. And again, you guys know my feelings about Greg and what he brings to the table, and that's what he's doing with the rest of the defensive staff. It's him, it's Blake, it's Coach Simmons, it's Coach Delgado, Coach Dwayne Walker back there, all of them, you know. They're all doing a great job, you know, but that's what we need to see on offense. We need that combative, tough environment. That's how you get better. That's how you start building a football team, and that's what we're trying to do.
So you had said when we talked to you last, you're going to think about quarterback order, and maybe you change it, maybe you want it. So why did you stick with Cody as the first guy up?
Because I didn't feel any need to change it yet. You know, I think it's still way early, right? I mean, we're just in a mini camp, and I said I may and may not. I didn't for the most part. Doesn't mean that I won't, you know. But again, this is first day. We're back out there, and guys are flying around. And so I'll go watch the tape and see where we are after today.
Are you with Miles? I obviously we saw more today, at least when we were out here, than we did during OTAs. We talked to him earlier, and he talked about how, you know, you say good stuff about him in public, but when you're behind the scenes, you're still urging him and kind of getting on him, you and Greg. How do you think he handles that?
Oh, I think he's handled it well. I mean, that's what it should be. I mean, there's an expectation, not just for him, but for all of our players, that we need our guys to get to in order to make the next jump for a football team, and he's part of that. You know, Jamie Collins is part of that. Emmanuel Ogbah is part of that. Kevin Zeitler is part of that. Everybody is. So we challenge all of our players to try to be the best that they can be. We all know there's still a little more in there for all of them. I mean, we haven't – again, this is just football on grass right now. There's no pads on. There's nothing like that. No one's going to claim anybody's this or that. You know, I don't see that right now. But what I see is a hardworking team that's taking coaching, that's working extremely hard, that's trying to do everything right to give ourselves the best opportunity when we come back to training camp to hit the ground running.
And Miles said that we talked about, you know, how he was with the 13 in OTAs, and he said that's how it should be, or that's the way I'd want it. But have you seen enough? It looked like he got more reps with the 1-2s. Have you seen him kind of earn his way and work his way up that depth chart?
Not yet. And you just said it. I think everybody's got to earn the right to play. And I think we all recognize and understand sometimes there's certain situations where that's not the case because maybe there's not another player at the position. We have some other players at that spot, you know, and I think it's only fair that we create an environment where guys earn the right to play. There's some guys that don't have to do that. They walk in, there's nobody at the position, and it happens, you know. But on this football team, as long as I'm the head coach here, then we're going to earn the right to play for this football team. If nothing's given, you got to go do your job and do it to the best of your ability.
How is Corey Coleman coming along? I saw him do, you know, just simulate a few reps out there without coming on, but is he coming along okay? And then can you tell us what?
I think Corey is very close, you know, but I think, I mean, he's close I don't want to get into what it is. I don't think there's any need to, but he'll be ready to go, you know, when the time comes. Like I said before, if we need him to go out there, if I needed to push him through it, we could. I mean, he's closer to playing than he's not to playing. So he'll be back out there very soon. I anticipate, like I said, when we get back, he'll be ready to go. And if we decide to stick him out there before then, then I'll talk to the medical staff and see where we are.
It's good to see Joel back out there.
Joel Batonio. Shoot, I haven't had Joe Thomas a little bit and walked through earlier, so it was fun. You know, I looked out there and seen a whole bunch of guys. Today was a good day, you know. Just good to see all of our players participating, even the guys that have been injured, doing a little more than what they've been doing. Again, I give a lot of credit to Joe Sheehan and his staff and our medical staff, everybody, Dr. Boos, everybody who deals with our players. I think we've done a really good job. As you guys know, my job as a head coach is to get these guys through the OTAs, through the mini camp, and get them to training camp with the best team that we can have, with a healthy football team, so we can have the best shot at getting towards, working towards winning. And that's what's important.
Two more. What have you seen from Ricardo Lewis this spring? Does it look like he's really made some strides?
Oh, no, he has. You know, Ricardo's a big, tall, athletic, fast guy, strong, you know, and he's really improved. He's improved his route running, improved initial quickness off the line. I think he understands the National Football League game better. I think he's worked extremely hard. But again, I think, you know, it's all relative right now. We got to do it when the season starts. So, again, all of our guys know I'm excited about what we're doing out here, but we're going to temper anything that what we think this is, because it doesn't matter until we start putting these pads in.
Is there something wrong with Joe Thomas?
Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
No, it's just the fact that he was out there. You know, you guys haven't seen him running around, right?
No. But
so that was the first time I seen him running around. No, nothing's wrong with him. I just, again, you guys know what I do with Joe. You know, I put him in that meat locker over there and put him on ice and pull him out every now and then and see how he is. He's earned the right to do that, you know. So that's just what we're doing, and he's done a great job. And again, kudos to Joe.